10 tips for a good night's sleep. 1. Turn off your gadgets. This is a good strategy according to Russell Foster, director of Oxford University's SCNI Sleep and Circadian Neuroscience Institute, as blue light emitted from smartphone, TV and computer screens can suppress melatonin, a hormone helping you sleep and increase your alertness. You can even buy special light bulbs mimicking sunlight, white and color ambience bulbs can gradually wake you up and send you to sleep by slowly brightening, dimming and alternating the light's frequency. 2. Avoid a bedtime tipple. However enjoyable nightcaps may be, unfortunately they could lead to more shallow sleep. Alcohol will actually disrupt some of the important things going on in the brain, such as memory consolidation, says Foster. A shallower sleep could lead to a negative cycle where you're dependent on sedatives to sleep and stimulants such as caffeine or sugary food to stay awake during the day. 3. Get up early. If you're having trouble sleeping, getting up earlier could be the solution for you. It may seem brutal, but it can get results. Expose yourself to morning light as much as you can. That has been shown to stabilize the sleep-wake timing of the human body clock, says Foster. You should also avoid napping, especially if it's for over 20 minutes, as waking up from deep sleep can make you feel even more groggy. By getting into a routine of getting up early and experiencing daylight, your body clock adjusts to sleep earlier in the evenings, ridding you of those restless nights. 4. Forget your worries. It's important to let go of the worries that build up during the day, as they can affect both the initiation and maintenance of sleep. The worries of the day should not be brought to bed, says Antonio Calabres, organizer of World Sleep Day 2016. 5. Work out. Whether you're swimming, running, or practicing yoga, regular exercise can make for a great night's sleep. It's best to work out around 6 hours before you go to bed, as your body stays overheated for several hours after vigorous exercise, causing wakefulness. Exercise stimulates the nervous system, and it can cause insomnia if you exercise too late in the day, advises Calabres. 6. Work out a little more. It's also included in World Sleep Day's 10 Commandments of Sleep, which are guidelines for attaining the best sleep possible. As Calabres explained, bed is good for two things: number one, sleep, and number two, sex with your bed partner. It is a type of activity that is helpful and accepted. 7. Have a hot drink. A hot non-alcoholic beverage before bed is a great way to relax and prepare for sleep, says Foster, as long as it doesn't contain caffeine. Avoid coffee, chocolate and fizzy drinks at least 6 hours before you go to bed. Non-caffeinated herbal teas are fine, but don't drink too much or you may be making a midnight trip to the bathroom. 8. Listen to music. Soothing sounds can be a good way to doze off, but anything louder might have the opposite effect, says Calabres. What is not as acceptable is loud rock and roll type music, because that leads to excitation. 9. Only use medication as a last resort. While you may get results in the short term, it's important to be aware of unwanted effects and see your doctor if you're having trouble sleeping. Most of the time, insomnia is triggered by psychological problems such as stress, anxiety or depression. It's important to see your physician and treat the underlying issues rather than use pills or supplements for immediate respite. We don't have this knee-jerk reaction of giving a sleeping pill to everyone who suffers from insomnia, says Calabres. We try to determine why, and then we try to remove what's causing or perpetuating insomnia. 10. Keep it simple. For some of you, it's that easy.